You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
Joining me on the line is Marty Roth from Independent Jewish Voices. Marty, thanks for joining us today.
Well, I'm glad to be on the phone with you, Dave.
Marty, I saw something on the internet. Actually, the first article I saw was on Jewish Telegraph Agency's website, Vancouver Jewish Community Mulling Options to Stop Anti-Israel Campaign on Buses.
That is what the headline said. It sure is.
That's right. And there's several articles out there. Anybody could access them. And I want to get to that in a moment in great detail. But before we do, for the benefit of the listeners, can you give them a little bit of background about you and the organization Independent Jewish Voices?
Well, let me begin with the immediate umbrella, which is a group called the Palestine Awareness Coalition, because that is the group that put up the ads. And the ads appear in Vancouver on one SkyTrain station and 15 city buses. Now, the Palestine Awareness Coalition is a coalition of seven pro-Palestinian groups. And if you have the time, I'll even reel off their names.
Sure, go ahead.
Really? Okay, that's great. Here we go then. Building Bridges Vancouver, Canada-Palestine Support Network, Boycott Israeli Apartheid Campaign, Seriously Free Speech Committee, Solidarity for Palestinian Human Rights, and Canadian Friends of Sabeel. And Independent Jewish Voices is simply one of those seven organizations, and I'm a member of Independent Jewish Voices.
Okay.
Independent Jewish Voices is a national Jewish organization. We've been in existence for many years now. We are concerned with many issues, but among them is the awful and deteriorating situation in the Middle East. And I suppose our primary purpose is to make it very clear to the Canadian public that the Jewish community does not speak with one voice.
Mm-hmm.
Not all Jews approve of the behavior of Israel in respect to the Palestinians who live in the occupied territories.
Right. I've always said that that was the key to resolving the issue there.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Do you have to be Jewish in order to join that organization, Independent Jewish Voices? I would imagine so, right? But I guess they would allow anybody to come in. Is that right?
Well, there are other categories of affiliation, but yes, you're right in the main.
This campaign that you guys are so far successfully waging here, because there's a story out today that TransLink won't pull ads launched by the coalition.
Absolutely not, because we fall within every one of the guidelines laid down by the Advertising Council of Canada and by the Canadian Charter.
Yeah, but that hasn't stopped transit systems from pulling ads that are negative, at least in the direction of Israel.
Yes, and we should put TransLink way up for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Because something similar, I think, just happened in Washington, perhaps this year or last year, and they actually pulled the ads. There's another organization. You're familiar with that?
We've been monitoring the situation. Our ads are not very different from those that have appeared in many places in the United States and indeed around the world. And yes, some of them have been pulled. Because mainstream Jewish resistance is fierce.
In Canada, you mean?
Well, in Canada, the United States, in France, in Great Britain, in most of the Western countries, in South Africa. Fierce in opposition to any voice that is critical of the way the Israelis treat the Palestinians.
Right. This particular ad, I've seen this. I actually was at an anti-AIPAC conference in Washington, D.C. last year.
Were you?
Yes, I was covering that for the newspaper. And I actually picked up one of those postcards. I think that the organization, I think it's called If Americans Knew. Is that where these came from?
These have been used by many different organizations. They've been used for Jewish Voice for Peace in Tacoma. They've been used for an organization, I can't remember the name, that put up billboard ads in Westchester County. They have been used by Jewish Voice for Peace in Portland. The ads are based on UN documents. I can't give you their total pedigree
okay.
Right now.
Okay. You're comfortable with the veracity of what's displayed on that map?
We are indeed. We stand behind the factuality of the graphics. And of course, the statement is simply a statement issued by the UN, and it's very easily documentable.
So right now you said it's on one train and how many buses?
One SkyTrain station and 15 Vancouver City buses.
Oh, boy. And this just happened, what, a couple of days ago?
You know, It's happened so fast, we're reeling, but it went up, I think, 2 days ago.
Wow. When I saw that, I imagine when anybody sees that, their main reaction would be, wow, these people are just being squeezed into smaller and smaller areas. And I personally have been to Israel in the 80s. I, of course, didn't travel extensively enough to witness this or, in fact, document it, but I have interviewed many people about this topic in particular, and I've interviewed the head of Jewish Voice for Peace several times and
right.
other organizations. But I want to talk more about the actual campaign, but I just want to ask you, as someone who was obviously very disturbed by the behavior of these people in Israel, and who wouldn't be? I always say on my programs that I don't even like to kill a bug. I don't like to hurt anything, you know, live and let live. But the way that these Israelis are treating these Palestinians, who obviously were there before they were, is homicidal. It's horrible. Why do you think it is that they do this the way that they do? And why do you think it is that in the Western world, somebody like you is in the minority in the Jewish camp? Why do you think that is, Marty?
Well, there are a couple of reasons. For one thing, the trauma of the Nazi Holocaust is kind of being used either sincerely or hypocritically as a cover for what the Israeli military forces are doing in the area. And many of the slogans stem from the 1940s in Germany. And the second reason, of course, is it's very much like Manifest Destiny in the U.S. The Zionist platform implicitly calls for all of the territory within certain borders to be owned and occupied by Israel. It's a complicated story, but there are powerful pressures behind it.
I could see that, the Manifest Destiny, absolutely. Were those the two main reasons, or did you have some more?
Those are the ones that come to mind
okay.
right now.
What I was curious about was the bloodthirsty behavior of the people in Israel, who have done some horrible things to not just the men, but the women and children and the elderly. Why do you think that they feel like they could do that? And why do you think they do that?
It's the story behind police brutality everywhere, not just in Israel. You put people in uniform, you surround them with an atmosphere of fear, and before long they're acting in ways that I think they are even ashamed of.
Mm-hmm. So it could happen to anybody, you're saying. It's not unique to the Israelis.
Oh, certainly not. And I would like to say that Independent Jewish Voices feels very strongly that a quick and just solution to the inequities in the Middle East is in the best interests of Israel. We speak mostly for the Palestinian people, but we hope we're speaking for the Israeli people as well.
And I have interviewed people in Israel who think the same way you do, and they're confronted with the same issues, but obviously in much closer proximity.
Yeah.
Here, obviously, this very effective graphic of disappearing Palestine. Right now, as we speak, people are looking at them in Vancouver, British Columbia, and of course on the train station themselves, there might be people right now looking at it and going, wow, I didn't know that. And of course, this is the key to educating people, is bringing these type of facts that the mainstream media in the United States and Canada does not freely bring to the public.
Absolutely.
For the obvious reasons. That's why this is so important, because something like this could change literally in one day thousands of minds just by giving them this one little bit of information. So right now it's in Vancouver, but I also read something about the coalition planning on going into other cities. Is that right?
It's not the coalition. It's another group that is very much like ours. It's Canadians for Peace and Justice in the Middle East, who are centered in Ottawa, and they are planning to have a similar ad campaign in both Toronto and Calgary.
Okay, so this thing is catching on.
Yes, yes.
Where do you see it going?
We are really weak and powerless groups when arrayed against the major forces in society, and I don't think that we're going to be major players in history, but we do what we can. We try to bring a level of awareness to people that, as you say, they would not be able to get from the mainstream media, and we simply trust that the course of history is a just one, and eventually these inequities will be relieved if not solved. I doubt if we will be the ones to bring it about.
Yeah, but you're doing your part, Marty.
That's all you can do.
That's right. How long will the ads run for?
The ads will run for 4 weeks.
And how much is it costing the group to run the ads?
Our first run cost us $15,000. We are still fundraising, and we hope to extend the life of the ads if we've raised enough money.
Are you thinking of coming across the border to the U.S.?
No. There are many, many very active, very splendid organizations in the United States that are doing this work. Jewish Voice for Peace, foremost among them.
How did you raise the $15,000 for the 4 weeks of ads?
We were lucky to have the support of a major donor.
Oh, so just one person?
Yes.
Was that person Jewish?
I'm sorry, I'm not going to go into that.
Okay, you don't want to reveal the identity. The donor wishes to remain anonymous.
Donor wishes to remain anonymous.
If, for example, individuals wanted to donate money to this campaign, could they do that?
They absolutely could. The easiest thing to do would be to go to the Palestine Awareness Coalition website. And it's exactly what the name implies. It's PalestineAwarenessCoalition.wordpress.com, and they will get all of the instructions for donating, and in fact, they will get a tax receipt for their donations.
There's information in these articles about Jewish groups, like one Jewish leader, Mitchell Gropper, chair of the Jewish Federation of Greater Vancouver, called the ads a provocative attack on Jewish people that will incite hatred. And they've, I guess, spoken to an attorney, or he's an attorney, but I guess they have spoken to an attorney. And of course, the Friends of the Simon Wiesenthal Center in Toronto had issued a statement. Have you heard from any of these pro-Jewish groups who seem to be comfortable with the savagery that's being committed to Palestinians? Have you heard from any of them?
We've seen their releases. It may be that they are planning to take legal action. Personally, I doubt it. The response has been, in my opinion, hysterical and venomous. We have been accused of hate speech. We have been accused of putting up attack ads. We have been accused of wanting to wipe Israel off the face of the earth and of endangering the security of the Vancouver Jewish population. I mean, it's simply unbelievable.
That is unbelievable, because they shouldn't put themselves in the position that even the slightest bit of legitimate criticism would endanger their lives.
Right. Well, I mean, that's just crazy.
I know. Wiping Israel off. It's ironic because the graphic is showing wiping Palestine off the face of the map.
That's right. Absolutely.
Marty Roth of Independent Jewish Voices, also in the umbrella group known as the Palestine Awareness Coalition, who has put these ads up in Canada on many buses and on a train station. I want to thank you so much for the time you took out explaining all this to the listeners. Best of luck with your campaign. People should always be open to education. That's what it's all about. And looking forward to the success of your campaign and to speaking with you in the future.
Thanks so much, Dave.